Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is TAZ of ATAZP.com, and I'm playing a recorded live show that we did back in 2005. As you can tell, I'm a little under the weather, and I planned this just on time because I could hardly talk. So this is recorded. It's comedy night. Just happened to be comedy night when I recorded this. So if you don't like your comedy unfiltered, I suggest you turn it off right now, because they're going to say what they got to say, and it's unfiltered. Again, this is ATAZP recorded live tonight, and it's show 40. Here we go.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Behinda, from Queens, all the way from the NYC. I am a female independent artist, in which I am a singer, songwriter, and I produce my own tracks. That's right, y'all. So come check me out at DHynezUnlimited.net. That is spelled D-H-Y-N-E-Z, unlimited.net. This is coming live from the ATAZ radio station in the ATL. So peace, love, and happiness to you all. Most of all, keep it real with yourself as well as others. Peace out.
Who you with, girl? Who you with? Oh, what's up, baby girl? Who you with?
ridiculous. You're still involved in this. When we first met, you said you wasn't planning on sticking around. That was then. Guess that ain't what you meant. You seemed intelligent, so I'm knowing that you know the shit is foul. I act like it's nothing, play it cool, but it's tearing me apart, cause I want you. You can make it better if you let me know.
Girlfriend of there, right? And yeah, that's not part of the joke. Okay, all right, anyway. I open the door, and at the door is a black dude and a white chick, right? And the brother's like, yo, man, my name's Alvin, or Allie Alvin, or Alvin, right? And I'm like, hello? What the fuck? Right? Okay. He goes, yo, player, we just want to know if you want a party. I was like, huh? What are you talking about? Yo, man, you want a party? What the fuck? Yo, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Just knock on the door and, hey, you want a party? What the hell? Right? And I'm like, huh? He looks down the hall both ways and goes, all right, player, you want some pussy? It was a pimp and a hooker going door to door selling pussy. That's the only thing that happens there, okay? All right, now first of all, I cannot believe this is happening to a comedian, right? I'm like, right? It's God. It's sent from God. Okay, it's fantastic. But then I said, like, hey, that's a criminal. Like, he's a criminal. He's a pimp. You know, it's his job to slap bitches and cut people for money. That's his fucking job. He's a danger. Okay, so I'm like, oh, wow, hey. Ooh. Hey. He thought I was trying to stall him, right, to drive a bargain. So he's like, yo, player, okay, man, look, normally a half and half is $100, all right, money? But I see you got a little hesitant, you don't want to spend all that, all right. Mm-hmm. All right, for you, this week, we're running a special. $70 for a half and half. What do you say, player? Come on, half and half, $70, goddamn! Now he's selling discount pussy door to door. Like it's day old. What the fuck are you talking about? Okay, now what he can't see is my girlfriend is like 10 feet away. Okay, now girls, you really wouldn't like your man to be offered pussy at the front door, would you? That wouldn't be like, oh, that's so cute. Look at him, he's getting pussy at the front door. That's my man, look at you. So I have danger here and I damn sure got danger there, okay? So I did the only thing a man could do in that situation. Be stupid, player. That's all you can do. Be stupid, okay? I was like, honey, do we need some pussy? It's on sale. There's a lot of stuff that's different there that you don't get anywhere else, okay? That's one of them, okay? But just the little things are different. Like, we don't have a Jack in the Box restaurant, y'all. We got a Jizzak up in the Biak. That's what we got. and you got to order like you're from the hood, or the drive-thru guy will shoot you out of respect. It's like, yo, what a player, yo, man, can you get me a jumbo Gizek? And he's testing me, right? He goes up, whipped cheese, like a motherfucker, hell yeah, hell yeah. And I want to send a shout out to the fry guy. I got much love for the fry guy. Bumpers in the fries. Bum, 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 bum. I want a cold drink, bow down, the cold drink, bow down. And I need me a chicken sandwich for my baby's mama. He was like, word. Yo, son, you're the shizzy man. Just repeat that back, you grip through it and mitten on. You understand, player? You want a jumbo Gizek with cheese like a motherfucker. I want to send a shout out to the fry guy. I got much love for the fry guy. Bumper in the fries. Holla, holla, can I get a whoop? What the energy, Scott LaRock? You want a cold drink, bow down, the cold drink, bow down. And you need a chicken sandwich for your baby's mama, because you're a hustler, baby. Yeah. Yeah. All the black folks in here going, whoo, white boys got flavor. What happened? I do have flavor because I'm from the South. A lot of white folks in the South got flavor. They just suppress it sometimes with country music. I do have flavor from the South, you know. And I am from the South, y'all. I was born in Tennessee, raised in Arkansas, and moved to Texas when I was 18. I'm Southern. I'm my own cousin. Okay, I'm Southern. But unlike a lot of like white folks from the South who won't admit it, I'll tell you the truth. I got some black blood in me. What the? Yeah. I wish I got that big dick. That'd have been cool. Yeah. That's how it goes. I didn't get a big dick. I got bad credit. Ain't that a bitch? That's how it goes, player. It's either big dick or bad credit every time. That and a couple of sickle cells, but all I got. I didn't get the magic stick, folks. I can hit it once, I can't hit it twice. It allows me, though, to tell the truth, you know what I mean? It allows me to tell the truth, you know, because I live with Mexicans and I got black blood in me, so. I mean, just a couple of drops, but it's there, ta-da. Just a little bit. It allows me to tell the truth, you know? And not everybody likes the truth, you know what I mean? But most comics give you what you want. Daddy gives you what you need. It's good for you. Like, here's some truth for us. White people, we constantly fuck on minorities in this country, don't we? Man, it got quiet fast over there. White people here like, what the fuck are you doing? Hello, they're right over there. They will kill us. That guy, I didn't drive all the way from Beverly Hills for this shit, okay? Jesus. Crazy. We do fuck with minorities. You can't say we don't because we do. Black Heritage Month. Anybody know what month that is? February, yeah. The shortest month. Right. The shortest fucking month. We fucked them out of 3 days. But it's also one of the coldest months. You can't get black people marching when it's 20 below. Poo Poo don't make a parka. There ain't no Sean John ski suit. Goddamn pit bulls be running around getting frostbitten. You out of your fucking mind? But, you know, at least, you know, y'all got a month, you know. Latinos, y'all get 1 day each for all y'all. And there's a shitload of you. There really is. There's a gang of... Like, Mexicans, y'all get Cinco de Mayo, right? Right. Puerto Ricans, we got any Puerto Ricans here? I didn't think so. I didn't see nobody's flag. Okay, all right. Now, y'all know Puerto Ricans always have flags. It's either on the neck or on the Toyota Corolla. You pick. All right. And they're proud. They're like, Puerto Rico's my country. It's my country. Stupid ass. It's U.S. territory. All right. You know, that's what they said. Oklahoma's my country, dummy. Okay. Anyway, Puerto Ricans got the Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York, you know, where they rape a girl in the park. Hey, look, folks, that's their culture. That's how they choose to celebrate. We can't judge. Dominicans got the opening day of baseball. Cubans didn't even get a day. Ain't that a bitch to not even get a day? They just gave them Miami and said, fuck it. Like, hell, they keep on washing up. Give it to them. Shit. Did y'all see this recently? A guy in Cuba made a truck into a boat. It was in the news. A truck into a boat. Am I the only one thinking that maybe the Discovery Channel has made its way to Cuba? Right? Because that's got Monster Garage written all over that, doesn't it? Seriously. But some Cubans don't even use a boat, do they? They just take off swimming. They're like, fuck it, I'm out of here. And they swim for like 2 or 3 weeks, and that's a long way to swim when you're trying to keep a cigar lit. That ain't easy, you know? 2 or 3 weeks in the ocean, swimming. And yet in this country, we still got the nerve to call Mexicans wetbacks. Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch? Most Mexicans, y'all didn't cross the border crossed you. But if you did have to cross that border, that water ain't but knee high. That ain't gonna get you back wet. Unless you trip or fall. They should call y'all like wet shins or shin back. Poor Mexicans, oh, y'all get one day of recognition for what you've done for this country. The fifth largest economy in the world is California, and it all used to be Mexico. And we give you one day of fuck that. Next year, because I'm down with the brown like a motherfucker, I'm going to hang out at Home Depot the whole day. Drive around with no insurance. Get me some dirty kids and go to Kmart. Fuck it. Rasa! Ralphie. But the most messed up thing we do to minorities actually happened back in January. Anybody go to the mall when they were holding the white sale on Martin Luther King Day? And buy yourself some sheets? That's fucked up, ain't it? We got the nerve in this country to hold a white sale on Martin Luther King Day, and all you can do is sell some fucking sheets? Like, what if you get there early and you get a book of matches and a map of black churches? God damn!
They be blitzing.
Now this is for the homies and the thugs. Keep a million in a truck in the chrome full of slugs.
Fully automatic.
You fuck with phonies, you the plug. I'm a gentleman. Life, the streets is in my blood. Now this is for my homies and my thugs. Keep a million in a truck in the chrome full of slugs.
Fully automatic.
You fuck with phonies, you the plug. I'm a gentleman. Life, the streets is in my blood.
The niggas dying. Why you humping niggas is hiding? Might be strapped, but you running and ain't riding. So I'm sliding to that place down the hill where the homies is murdering when it's popping down the kill on the real. The only way a motherfucker tried to survive is knowing that he about to die and ride. I told Fates he was the realest in the game, and he smiled and told me Pop was the realest that they came in the jungle. I walk like I'm the king of the beat, so when you duck hunting, keep moving, cause I'm swinging the heat. I might go out of town, move fake, and it's none of that, and never leave about the hood the way I can't come back. Fuck that, Hussein in the street game frame. Life is a struggle, so with the heat, take game. I'm gentle, don't ever think I'm him, it's not me, cause I love this motherfucker like pills in the hot tea.
true to this. Mac to the Uzi clip. When it come to beef, we all pack like Lewis Rich. Battling is ludicrous. Half of your uterus. Matter of fact, Jimmy, pass me the goofy list. Sheet. What you think niggas got goons for? The mass menace at your door like a costume ball. Hello. My flow is like when you throw a pop tune on. The only time you get texts is when you cop new gauze, dog. I make it happen with no sarcasm, so it ain't the station wagon when you see him dodge magnums. If I don't hit you when the clip fills, like to show off the blind date, y'all know the fifth wheel. Break niggas like big bills when it peels. Sit still, shit real, listen, you a kid's meal. And I eat those V-low, keep low, and keep those kilos. We go beast mode.
Yo, what's up? This is Mr. BUGZ, and you are listening to, in my opinion, the best radio show on the net today, ATAZP, recorded live. And if you get a chance, swing on over to AustinJeter.com and listen to the second best radio show on the net, the Giggy and Bug Show. All right, y'all stay cool. Peace out.
Hey kids, it's DJ Kaufmana from Radio Freakout in New York City. You're listening to ATAZP Live, courtesy of my digital brother from a different mother, TAZ.
Yes, yes, y'all, to the beat, y'all. Feel the beat. Flip it once, flip it twice. Here we go.
This is your boy, T-A-Z, baby, on A-T-A-Z-P, recording so live. I know y'all was feeling that first segment with Ralphie May, because that white dude is a nut right there for show. On this one, this is the second segment. We got the Sunway remix by T-A-Z. And then we're going to get into my boy Chris Rock. Man, I'm trying to tell y'all. Y'all don't know, but I got just about everything that was created from year 1978 on to the present, baby. Feel me? Again, this is ATAZP recording so live. And like I said, we're going to get into this TAZ new thing that I did, Some Way remix. Feel me?
Celebrity, all eyes are on me. Fake punks hating in, every direction. Can't help it, the finest girl talking sexin'. I'm out to the limo, I mean the lesson. Blast in the air like George Jetson. We're down like that, y'all know the deal. Must rap the captain and Tennille. Remember that time on the kitchen table. Legs in the air yelling, am I able? I was strong, I tried to hurt that ass. We had to stop, cause we cracked the glass. It's another night in some different black. Mask on the shoulder for the sneak attack. Punks be hating like the wick the wet. Call me Sugar Bear, I give the sugar smack. Ron L chillin' up at the bar. As I walk in, didn't get too far. Girls on my arms like I'm a star. One said, I know who you are. You be doing them 14 hits. Another one said, your friend's the shit. I said, come on, cause there he is. After this joint, we'll handle biz. Fake punks hatin' in every direction. Girlies on a jock cause they're talking sexin'. Let's roll to the limo, mean the Lexin'. Blast in the air like George Jetson. Beat by the TAZ. Lyrics by the TAZ. Performance by the TAZ.
Another special, right? And so I haven't toured in a while, and a lot's happened in my life since the last time I was on the road, man. I had a little baby girl. Yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean, even roaches have kids, right? But I had a little baby girl, right? And it's amazing when you have a girl, because if you're a man, it like opens up your eyes. And, you know, I realize I'm the man in her life. And my relationship with my daughter is going to affect her relationship with men for the rest of her life, okay? You know, And every man in here has dated a woman with some daddy issues. That shit ain't never fun, okay? She giving you a hard time over some shit her daddy did in 1974. Sometimes I'm walking with my daughter, I'm talking to my daughter, I'm looking at her, I'm pushing her and stroller, and sometimes I pick up and I just stare at her, and I realize my only job in life is to keep her off the pole. Keep my baby off the pole. I mean, they don't grade fathers, but if your daughter's a stripper, you fucked up. Yeah, you went mighty wrong there, baby. You thought you had a household. No, you got a whole camp. And I'm not making fun of the strippers, because some of these girls were abused. Some of them were abused. And some of them just missed a few hugs. Some of them were like, Daddy, can we talk? Hey, I'm watching the game. I'll show you. I'm going to dance naked to Motley Crue records. I'm going to change my name to Cinnabuns. And I'm going to wear clear heels. When did clear heels become the new whore uniform? When did that happen? Was there a big old hoe convention and all the hoes got together and said, we need something new. Something that just says nasty. And one girl said, I got it, clear heels. Ooh, girl, you disgusting. You all right. That's right, you're going to get a whole promotion, that's right. Now, I got nothing against strippers. I got nothing against strippers. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody has to take on the monumental responsibility that the strippers do. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody has to entertain the married men of America. Somebody has to do it. Okay? Your wife, you know, your wife will take care of you, but she ain't going to entertain you. You give your wife some clear heels, what the fuck is that shit? Get this whole shit out my house. Now wash your hands so you can eat. I got nothing against the strippers, man. I got one thing, but the strip clubs are very addictive. Not to me, but to other people. They are addictive. Every guy in here got a friend that's addicted to strip clubs. Addicted like heroin, okay? Addicted. You know those guys that cannot function in a normal club? You take them to a normal club, they ask one girl to dance. Excuse me, would you like to dance? No, maybe a little bit later. Yo, man, let's go to titty bar, man. Man, these bitches is stuck up, man. I gave this bitch a dollar, she ain't do nothing. Nah. We all got those friends that's addicted to strip clubs. You know those guys that go to the strip club in the daytime? If you at a strip club and the sun is out, you got some problems. You know those guys that eat at the strip club? Eat at the buffet. How the fuck could you eat at a nasty-ass strip club? What? Are you that hungry? Motherfucker, go to Mickey D's or some shit. Rwandan refugees won't eat that shit. At a damn strip club, titties and tater tots don't mix. Nah, I got nothing against the strippers. I got no problem with the strippers. What I do have a problem with, though, is the stripper myth. You know the stripper myth. The stripper myth is, I'm stripping to pay my tuition. No, you're not. There's no strippers in college. There's no clear heels in biology. Shit, I didn't know they had a college that only took $1 bills. And if they got so many strippers in college, how come I never got a smart lap dance? I never got a girl who sat on my lap and said, if I was you, I would diversify my portfolio. You know, ever since the end of the Cold War, I find NATO obsolete. I haven't met her yet. If I do, she gonna get a big tip.
Chris Rock presents Real People of Ignorance.
Real People of Ignorance.
Today we salute you, Mr. Friend of a Rap Star.
Friend of a Rap Star.
You don't rap. You don't write rhymes. You're not even a hype man. You're just some guy who's been hanging around this nigga for the last 15 years.
Kissing this nigga.
When the lights on the stage come up, there you are, waving your hands in the air like you just don't care. While the whole crowd asks, who's that nigga with the night vision goggles on?
He can see in the dark.
Though deep down, you want to kill this nigga because you still believe your demo is better than his. When
your
the record hits, you tell everyone, we're number one. But let's face it, he's number one. You're number none. So here's to you, Mr. Friend of a Rap Star. Because you don't blow up,
friend
you just show up.
Now, I'm 39, right? And I still love rap music. I love rap music, man. You know, I love it. You know, I'm 39, and I'm that age, man. I've been loving rap music forever. And as I get older, I realize I'm going to love rap music when I'm 80, 90. Pretty much whatever music was playing when you started getting laid, you're going to love that music for the rest of your life. So I'm always going to have a soft spot for Houdini. You know what I mean? That's just me. Now, I love rap music, but I'm tired of defending it. Because you got to defend rap music, man. Because people always go, that's not music. That's not art. That's garbage. How can you listen to that garbage? How can you listen to that trash? And in the old days, it was easy to defend rap music. It was easy to defend it on an intellectual level. You could break it down intellectually why Grandmaster Flash was art, why Run DMC was art, why Houdini was art and music. You could break it down intellectually, okay? And I love all the rappers today, but it's hard to defend this shit. It's hard, man. It's hard to defend I got holes in different area codes. On an intellectual level. It's hard to defend move, bitch, get out the way. Well, as you can see, there's a bitch in his way that he needs to move. Thus the term, move, bitch, get out the way. You need to open your eyes so you can get the bitches out of your way. My favorite song right now is impossible to defend. It's impossible. We should all be ashamed of ourselves for liking this fucking song. Lil Jon. You know that shit. To the window, to the wall, to the sweat drip from my balls. To the sweat drip from my ball. Skeet, 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 skeet. And you know it's real wild? You go to a club, you see girls dancing that shit. Loving it. To the sweat drip from my ball. To the sweat drip from my ball. To the sweat. To the sweat. To the sweat drip from my balls. My balls. Skeet, skeet. My balls. Skeet, skeet. To the sweat. To the sweat, my balls, my balls. You know what's wild? I feel sorry for the guys that got to pick a wife out of this bunch. Daddy, where'd you meet mommy? Oh, she was singing about balls at a club. Skeet, skeet, skeet. You know what's wild? People always say rap music is misogynistic and it's degrading to women. But what I realize, man, is women that like rap don't give a fuck. Women that like rap music could give less than a fuck what they saying. If the beat's all right, she will dance all night. I see women on the floor dancing to the nastiest shit ever made. You think the nastier the record, the more they like that shit. I see women on the floor just dancing like, smack her with a dick, smack her with a dick. Smack her with a dick, smack her with a dick. Smack her with a dick, smack her with a dick. Smack her with a dick, smack her with a dick. I put a dick in the ear, a dick in the ear. A dick in the ear, dick in the ear. I fuck her in the eye, fuck her in the eye. Fuck her in the eye, fuck her in the eye. Blind the bitch, blind the bitch. Blind the bitch, blind the bitch. Wait, come. Bad boy. Hey, you know what's wild? If you mention to a woman that the record is misogynistic and degrading, and you want to seem like a, you know, because you seem like a nerd when you say that. But if you mention it to a woman, every woman gives you the same answer. He ain't talking about me. Smack her with a dick. 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 I put a dick in the air. A dick in the air. But he said your name. No, he didn't. Smack her with a dick. 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 That's on my new album. Smack her with a dick. Love rap music. Tired of defending it, man. And the wild thing about rap music, man, people either love it or hate it with a passion, man. Love it or hate it, man. Even the United States government hates rap. The government hates rap, man. You know why I say that? Because they don't arrest anybody that kills rappers. Oh. They don't got no clues. They don't got no suspects. They don't fill out a police report when it's a dead rapper. They don't even have a chalk line. The cops just take a piss around the body. Smack it with a dick, smack it with a dick. Smack it with a dick, smack it with a dick. shit. If you want to get away with murder, all you got to do is shoot somebody in the head and put a demo tape in their pocket. This is a rap killing. Let's get out of here. The government hates rap. Look at all the rappers, man. Look at all the dead rappers. I miss all these motherfuckers, man. Biggie Smalls, man. Biggie Smalls, man. Biggie Smalls gunned down outside a party in Los Angeles. Now, Biggie weighed about 400 pounds, so they had to shoot him for a while. There was some reloading in that drive-by. It's like the bullet had to hit another bullet that went in before it just to really do damage. They don't got no clues, no suspects, a hamburger wrapper, nothing. Jam Master Jay, man. Jam, man. I miss Jay, man. I miss that motherfucker. Jam Master Jay. Gunned down in a recording studio in Queens, okay? They had surveillance footage of people coming in and out. They ain't arrest nobody. It's like the guy came in the studio, shot Jay, recorded the album, then left. They ain't getting nobody. No clues, no suspects, not an old Adidas, nothing. Tupac Shakur, man. Tupac Shakur, man. Tupac gunned down on the Las Vegas Strip after a Mike Tyson fight. How many witnesses do you need to see a crime before you arrest somebody? Shit, more people saw Tupac get shot than the last episode of Seinfeld. And you know what's fucked up? Every year, Tupac comes back from the dead, records a new album with clues in it. Every record got a clue if you listen real hard. The brother in the red shopping dead right there. Track four. Pac is trying to tell us something. Listen again. It was a nigga named Kevin with a Mac-11 right there. Pac is reaching out to us. Listen. The government hates rap, man. And only rappers get gunned down like this. Only rappers get fucking gunned down. They don't do shit about it. I tell you right now, if Billy Joel, Elton John, and David Bowie got shot, they'd have Bruce Springsteen's house surrounded. The government hates rap. And only the good rappers are dead. Only the good ones. Biggie dead. Tupac dead. Vanilla Ice still alive. The government hates rap. You mean to tell me they can find Saddam Hussein in a fucking hole, but you can't tell me who shot Tupac? Shit. They found Saddam Hussein in fucking Iraq. Tupac got shot in Vegas.
Hey, what's happening? This is Gary Fustin hanging out here with my man, T-A-Z, keeping it live on ATAZP.com. Hey, what's happening? This is Gary Fustin hanging out here with my man, T-A-Z, keeping it live on ATAZP.com.
That was my folk, Gary Houston, in
Oklahoma City, man. We're going to do a CD together, so it's all good. GHP Radio, name of his show on his website, ghouseproductions.com. Hope you enjoyed the last segment. Chris Rock acted a foolio, as he usually do. This segment, man, this is the last one. We got Emil Larry Issue. I hope I said the name right, because I might have jacked it up. The name of the song is For Real. Then we're going to listen to my man, Richard Pryor. And we're going to listen to Rolanda 700 on her 180 moment. Finally, a new moment. Been waiting 8 years, finally got a new moment out of her. And the last song ending out the segment, the new Tina Marie, Make It Hot. This is ATAZP.com, ATAZP recorded live. Your host, TAZ, we're going to get into it right now without further delay. Feel me, the hottest music in the country, hottest music in the country, y'all.
I can run like a race for hours and hours and don't stop. I just thought I can fly to the highest mountain top. I can breathe you, I can drink in your laugh, I can live on your smile. I can trip and I can fall into your arms. I can stay there my whole life.
I used to live down this way. Shit, where's the mic? Here. Well, they moved that shit everywhere. You can't reach it. Shit. Had to go behind my back. Shit, I'm a little old. I ain't spry as I used to be. I can still kick a little ass now. I left here. Me, my partner, Bob T, Ray Flemons, Sweet Chocolate Brown. Do you know Sweet Chocolate? Boy, that's a pretty man. One of them brown skin boys had that smooth skin. He sweated, looked like a Hershey bar. I let the girls come up, lick him on the hand. White girls, too, they come up and lick on him. That's why we left. I said, man, we got to get our ass out of here. You're going to start some trouble. He had that gold tooth like a star hanging out of his mouth. He was pretty. He smiled at you and put that gold on you. Shit, you can't resist that, huh? Yeah. What you say? I can't hear you and don't give a fuck what you say. Chocolate had plenty of women, you know. See, I never messed around with a lot of women in my time. I done had about 4 women in my life. That's right, because they drain you. They want to fuck all the time. They sap you dry. Because you fuck one, they don't keep their mouth shut. She going to tell somebody. That's what they do. And they tell their friend. And then if the friend like it, she going to tell somebody. Next thing you know, you got to fuck 8 or 9. And then when they leave your ass, you just all drained out. They leave you with a pot of soup or something, and then they're gone. Shit. See, I don't mess around no more. That's right. Yeah, that's what I say. See, y'all don't know about women. See, women now, I get along fine. I ain't been with a woman now 40-something years. No, that's right. I'm not lying. My dick clean enough, you could boil it in some cabbage. I mean, I had fun now, don't get me wrong. I mean, I know women, and you know, I've done my part, you know. I had one girlfriend, she had one of them rectomies. We got along. You know, that's where they scoop the pussy out. Leave just the box that it came in. We got along real good, you know. She didn't want nothing from me, and I sure didn't want nothing from her. Went out to California, me and my... I went out to California. You know what's strange? We went out there. I went out there when there was few peoples out there. It was about 3 colored families. That's right, 20 white, you know, bunch of China people. That's right, 12,000 Mexicans. Mexicans used to own all that, man. Everything west of Chicago, Mexican people had it. All theirs. And they fucked around, started negotiating with them white folks, lost all that shit. What they didn't lose negotiating, they just kicked their ass off of it. Well, Mexicans, nice people, you know, they come up, tried to talk. They slapped their hat off and shit like that. Get your ass on back wherever you came from. What did that mean? I don't know. So they left. They had to, because they're some crazy motherfuckers when they get mad. Now, I had to slap one day, you know, he started calling me. I slapped him. Say, boy. Slapped him, he turned red, looked at me so funny. Went back, got some friends or something, but I was gone then. You know what's strange nowadays? Let me tell you this. The other day, a little boy come down the street, had his shoes untied. Had one of them little hats on. I'm showing you about kids nowadays, they're so different. He come up, I said, son, tie your shoe. He said, fuck you. Little boy, just about this, you little son of a bitch. I couldn't get up to get him, you know. They don't have no respect, they just talk to you anyway. Oh, you old motherfucker. And talk real nice. have him. I hope you trip and fall on your ugly ass face. I seen them talk back to their mother. Nasty. And I say, and the woman looks so strange, like I say, bitch, it's your fault. You the one let him do that shit. Put his ass out 3 or 4 weeks. See how he talked then. Yeah, I bet he come back humble as a little puppy then. Barking and shit, because it's tough out there. I'm telling you the truth. You know what? When I first got out to California, where you boys going? No, thank you. I'm fine. I'm all right. I don't know what you're going to put in it. Be out there, allowed to put your dick in it or something. No, that's all right. Go ahead. Have fun. I remember when women used to go to the bathroom together. When I got out, that's something, you know that. The life world done changed, ain't it? Men's and men's is women's, women's is men's. Shit, I talked to a woman the other day. I went to a little truck stop restaurant and got some coffee and shit, and she talked to me. She said, shit, you sound like an opera star, a big voice. And
what you want?
Said, shit, you know, hair all on her legs and arms, scared the shit out of me, you know. I don't want none of these. One of them donuts, let me get my ass on. I was in jail out there in California because I had a Mexican friend named Jesus. Yeah, I blowed a little Spaniel in my time. Yeah. Bonus deals. See, we talk good shit together. We got along great, too. We was buddies. Me, him, and Chocolate went to jail. Jail was strange out there. They had them bunk beds and everybody lay down on it. They had straw then. And it had little bugs in it, little, what they call them, lice. Little bugs. They eat you all to bits, little teeny bits, and you'd be slapping them all night long. It's just awful. I'll tell you something. You ever had them crabs? You ever heard of them? Let me tell you something. There ain't nothing worse in the war. A bunch of them crabs, they like pubics. And they get on you, I don't know how they get on you, but they jump, they love pubic, they just jump from one to the other. And they jumped on me, and I didn't know about it. In the heat like this, see, they make you crazy, because they make you scratch them in public. I'm not lying, if you're walking down the street like this here, and it's hot, they'll start moving around real fast, and they make you get in there like this. And then people think you're crazy or something. You know, you'll be going like this, standing up waiting on the bus. I damn near pulled my nuts off like this. I said, I'm sorry, lady, but I got these crabs and they're just. Hey, Seuss used to give us some of that blue ointment that you put on them, you know, to make them drunk or something, because they stop for a while at least. You know, you spray that on them. Don't go away, but they sleep. I remember one time we run out of ointment and Jesus had some cologne. Now, I don't know if you ever done this, but if you haven't, don't put no cologne on your nuts. I got 2 handfuls of that cologne, like this big gaping handful, and I whooped it on there like that. Well, shit, it was cool at first. Then it come and into the burning. The fire was coming up like, and the crabs start jumping everywhere. Your way. And I was in trouble. I was trying to burn my nuts like this. I said, Chocolate, help me, Chocolate, help me. My nuts is on fire. Blow on them, you know. Chocolate say the damn things will burn up if I have to blow on them. And Jesus, he had a cigarette. He come by looking, trying to see. And the goddamn fumes got to that cigarette. And a big fire was like that. And I jumped up and said, oh, Lord, Lord. I went and sat in the toilet bowl. Like this here. Damn, Jesus didn't flush it. That water was so hard. Like, like that, and my nuts was in it like this. Was pulling me down, and I'm fanning this water on there. Damn, this ain't happened to me, boy. I'm talking about they tore me up. Shit, I don't never see a crab in life. It's all right with me. A lot of prejudiced people. We love you. Shit, they love you too. It's easy to love somebody. That's all you got to do. Sit with them a little while, talk to them. Most people you talk to is intelligent. Most people, as I said.
Check it out. This is Rolanda 700 with another 180 moment, and I just realized that I don't have any music in the background. What's up with that? So you know what? I'm going to like rewind this, start over, and find some music. Hold on. I'll be right back, okay? Here we go. We got a little Taz in the background, as always. I don't even know what track this is, but this is what we roll into. Okay, this is Rolanda 700 with another 180 moment, and we're going to do a little survey. So, ladies, if you're out there, if you're feeling me, I want you to hit me up at Rolanda700@yahoo.com. And, fellas, I got a little question for you, so I want you to hit me up again at Rolanda700@yahoo.com. Now, this is what I want to know. You know, doing the doggone thing, you feeling all sexy, and you know, your man is there, and he really ain't doing it right, okay? He ain't hitting it like he think he's hitting it. He ain't making your toes twiggle, you know? And I said twiggle. Yes, that's what I said. So here's what I want to know. Brothers, if you ain't hitting your girl right, if you ain't breaking her off right, if you ain't making her feel like Mrs. Fantastic, like Mrs. Superman on a whirlwind tour, would you rather hear her fake it, or do you want to know the truth? Brother, you ain't doing it right. Something you're missing. Would you rather hear her give you those fake sounds of, oh, baby, oh, give it to mama, come on, that's it, yeah, like that, oh, yeah. Would you rather hear that fake stuff? Because, you know, we can fake it at any given moment, in case you didn't know that. In case you think every time you've been hearing those sounds that they've always been real. Trust me, it's been some fake ones. Or would you rather know right up front, brother, baby, sweetheart, you just ain't doing it like I want it done today. Would you rather us tell you what we would like you to do to please us, in case you ain't? Or would you rather we just fake it? So, sisters, if you know the situation that I'm talking about, I want you to hit me up at Rolanda700@yahoo.com. You don't have to worry about me giving out any names. I'm not going to give any names. And brothers, I want you to let us know. Would you rather we fake it with a, yes? Or would you rather we say, baby, did you have a hard day at work? What's wrong? Did you, like, you know, you constipated? You got a stomachache? What's happening? If you'd rather hear the truth, or would you rather hear a lie? I want you to hit me up at Rolanda700.com. You heard me. And you know what? That's what this 180 moment is about. A little survey. So, if you're feeling it, check me out. If you're not feeling it, to hell with you. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Come on.
make it hot. I'm gonna burn you up. I'm gonna make it hot.